We all deserve to be happy. I wish that I could sit here and tell you that I've always been happy. But in truth, happiness that I experience in my life has kind of been fleeting. And it's not that I've been miserable. It's only that the feelings of stress, being overwhelmed, anxiety, fear, disappointment, those have been the prevalent feelings in my life. In the years past, I really believed that my happiness was contingent upon good experiences happening to me. And because I thought this way, I gave up control of my own happiness. And instead, I was just a victim of circumstances. In truth, it has taken me years of working on myself to develop the skills needed for sustained joy in my life. I truly hope that some of these examples of how to be happy will spark joy within you, because you deserve to be happy. Happiness cannot be traveled to, owned, worn, or consumed. Happiness is the spiritual experience of living every minute with love, grace, and gratitude. We all have stories. These stories are the ones we tell ourselves, which may include our childhood upbringing, our strengths, our weaknesses, things that have happened to us in our life. And when I took an honest look at the story I had created about my life, I was not really setting myself up for joy and happiness. I had painted a picture of a lot of things that held me back. Childhood trauma, unfair life circumstances, things I wasn't good at. I had built a case using my story of why I wasn't happy. I used the story I told myself to justify my negative feelings. In order to be happy, I needed to start by changing the narrative I had built for myself. And it's not pretending like things didn't happen in my life, but rather looking at these things through a different lens. My childhood trauma prepared me to be an exceptionally loving mom. And the things that happened in my life were not happening to me, but for me. And my so-called weaknesses didn't hold me back, but instead they helped me be more compassionate. I now have a narrative that doesn't hold me back. It empowers me and lifts me up. When you change your story, you will change your life. Letting go of the things that no longer serve me so that I can create space for more good in my life. Letting go of old stories that are holding me back allowed me to view life differently. Letting go of toxic relationships so that I have time to cultivate healthy ones. Letting go of self-defeating patterns so that I can create healthy habits to thrive? What are some of the things that you can let go of that no longer serve you? Negativity is a dark cloud that blocks out all light. Unfortunately, none of us are immune to the effects of negativity in our lives. Guard your mind from negativity because it is such a powerful force. I'm a highly sensitive person, and because of this, I feel negativity very strongly. It could be the news, a negative person. It could be something sad that has happened to me or that I've witnessed or a disagreement, and it will send me on a downward emotional spiral. Therefore, I have to guard my mind against negativity best that I can. It's so impactful that I do everything I can to protect myself. No news. I walk away from negative people, and I don't engage in conflict. Nothing good comes from negativity in your life. Make peace the priority. I have wasted so much energy on other people's actions, stewing over someone else's choices, even arguing with somebody just to make sure that I prove my point to them. I realize that everyone will behave exactly the way they want, regardless of what I think. So I let them. I let go of the rope and I let them just be who they are. Because let's face it, they already have been and will continue to be themselves. I've learned that I don't need to be in their lane. All I need to focus on is my lane and living my life and letting them live theirs. Happiness depends on ourselves. Happiness is not something that is external, that happens to you. Happiness is a choice. Regardless of what life throws at me, I choose how I feel about it. No one and nothing can make me feel unhappy unless I allow it to. And so every minute of every day, I choose to be happy, and so can you. The word gratitude is very overused, so much so that I think it doesn't get the gravity that it deserves. Giving thanks for what we have can change our mood in an instant. It can cause us to pause and be mindful, and it also attracts more positivity into our lives. When our hearts are full of gratitude, it's impossible to be sad, angry, dissatisfied, or even fearful. It is the magic fairy dust that soothes our soul, the rose-colored lenses that turn what we have into the perfect amount. Just notice how you feel when you pause and appreciate what life has to offer. As a parent, I put all of my focus on what my kids enjoyed doing. And as a result, somewhere along the way, I lost track of the things that brought me joy. in order to reconnect with myself, I had to reacquaint myself with the things that I actually liked to do. At first, I was at a loss, but through sampling new experiences, I rediscovered who I was. Turns out, when I do things that bring me joy, I'm not only happier, I feel whole, authentic, and playful. Discover the things that bring you joy, and you'll find your inner child. I'm a creative, and as a result, a little bit over emotional. Sometimes I have been known to make a mountain out of an anthill. The older I get, the more I realize that overcomplicating things only makes my life more difficult. It takes constant effort to go against years of deeply entrenched habits, but the effort is worth it. By taking things at face value, not reading more into it than is necessary, and not overreacting, life is much easier. Keep it simple. Dinner is just dinner. Work is just work. And the to-do list is nothing more than some things listed on a piece of paper. Feeling self-conscious started when I was about 15 and really took root in my personality for far too long. When I learned how to laugh at myself, I became much more lighthearted. I no longer care about other people's opinions. My world is not shattered when I make a mistake. I don't need to look perfect to like who I am. None of us are perfect. We are all works in progress, so enjoy the process of being you. For years, I would tell my kids and my husband that they needed to take better care of themselves. Eat right, get enough rest, reduce their stress. And there came a point in my life when I had to really take my own advice and start taking care of myself. Instead of always putting myself last, I put myself first. I prioritize self-care in tiny ways, enjoying a cup of tea, going to bed early, or taking a walk not only improves my overall well-being, it validates that I'm worthy of attention. Self-care is not being selfish. It is necessary for all of us to take care of our physical, emotional, and mental well-being. And when we do, we show up in the world, the best version of ourselves. I truly hope that some of these happiness tips will bring lightness to your heart and fill your days with joy. Have a beautiful day, my friends.